Good morning and welcome to Save Water Santa Fe. On this Friday morning, it's a pleasure and honor to be here with our host, Christine Chavez, and her special guest, Glenn Schiffbauer. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, Simon.
So great to see you today.
Very nice to see you too, as always.
As always. Now, I understand our friend Glenn Schiffbauer, another Jedi Knight in water conservation like yourself, Christine, is going to be here with us today.
Yes, I'm really happy to have Glenn on the show. We have tons to talk about. And maybe before we get started, Glenn, you can just kind of tell our audience, for all of those who aren't familiar with who you are, you know, what you do, what your role is with the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce, and we'll jump right into all of our partnership projects this spring.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Esteban. Thanks, Christine. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be here. My name is Glenn Schiffbauer. I am the executive director for the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce and our new sister organization, which is called New Mexico Sustainable Business, which will give us a little bit more geographical reach for some of the programs that we've been fortunate enough to start here in Santa Fe. And hopefully we'll be able to introduce into different communities around the state of New Mexico. You know, it's we've had great success with a lot of different things, and we're going to hopefully do some outreach with those. And we've also been given some resources to help with a lot of the environmental justice in some of the disadvantaged communities, and we're going to start working on that soon. But it's always a pleasure here to talk about water and things that we've done with the city, and of course our upcoming Next Generation Water Summit.
Yes, I know. This is the beginning of a very busy time for us in water conservation. We have a ton of stuff coming up. You know, we have Earth Day coming up. You know, we're right now in the middle of Restaurant Week, you know, which I want to touch base on. Our education programs are launching. You know, it's just a really, really busy time. And I thought it would be really great for our listeners to start hearing about our plans for this year's Next Generation Water Summit. The dates this year are June 20th and 21st, and the theme is Solutions for a Changing World. And so let's start with that, Glenn. You know, how did this theme come about? You know, maybe even back up a little bit and just talk about how this conference came about.
Yeah, thanks. This is going to be our seventh Next Generation Water Summit. It really started as, I think, a brainchild with you and your department, Christine, Kim Shanahan, who was at that time with the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, and overall water guru Doug Pouchard, who has his fingers in every little bit of water in Santa Fe, I think, and talking about, you know, what is going to be the limit to growth and what are going to be the obstacles to growth and also to Santa Fe's water supply, and how do we address those and how do we face those? And so that's, you know, that was the impetus to start this. Actually, 8 years ago, we skipped Water Summit in 2020 for the obvious reason that everybody skipped that year anyway. And over the years, we have, you know, we've had unbelievable keynote speakers that have been drawn to our entire programming. You know, we had Senator Tom Udall at the time. We've had Nobel Prize winner Jonathan Overpeck, who was a climate scientist, Catherine Hayhoe, who is now the chief scientist for the Nature Conservancy in the world. And she was a terrific climate person to talk about how you explain climate change to people who don't really believe in climate change and what the impacts are on water. And just, you know, overall, we've had our delegation for the most part, besides Senator Udall, Representative LeShera Fernandez and Representative Stansbury have been speakers. And so over the course of all these years, well, we have seen that it is a changing world, and that, you know, more and more people are becoming alerted to the fact that water is a finite resource, and you know, we don't get any more. It may rain, but that's water that's already gone up there and come back. And what are we going to do going forward as population grows? And certainly, you know, with the job that Christine and her department has done in giving Santa Fe the lowest per capita water usage in the West, if not the country, this seems to be the natural place and has drawn people from all over the country and all over the world to want to participate.
Yeah, it's been an amazing event for the city to sponsor for many, many reasons. As we look to provide outreach, you know, in the community and to educate, you know, not only, you know, Santa Feans, but people across the state, the Southwest, across the nation on some of the challenges over here. I mean, it's become an excellent platform for us to learn. And we're so special here in Santa Fe because we're able to sit down on the planning team and think about what resources we need and where we want to go and who can teach us that. And so I think we're always just ahead of the game. And, you know, the program is gaining that knowledge, you know, to move very quickly and pivot where we need to. So from our perspective, you know, from the city of Santa Fe residents and for staff and for me, I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity. And we can turn around and build programs and partner with people and, you know, really build the program every year. It just seems like we just add on more pilot projects, more connections, more opportunities. And so it's just been really awesome to be involved in that with you guys.
Yeah, it's been pretty astounding, you know, thinking back to the very beginning where, you know, the idea of the commercial certified WaterWise program that has become, you know, a one of a kind in the country. It's garnered a sustainability award for the city of Santa Fe. And just year after year, you know, the year after that, we partnered with a company called Finn, who has a machine learning water meter that's just unbelievable. And, you know, last year there was a company that uses AI to help with produced water. And we had a company that does things that has a bio irrigation system that is at the root level and only waters plants when the roots call for water. And they know that that's time to water. And with a state like this, whose biggest water users are the agricultural industry, I mean, some of these innovations are just mind-boggling, and they've made their presence known at the Next Generation Water Summit in Little Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Well, I think everybody likes to come to Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're fortunate.
There is that, yeah.
But even more so, let's talk about the venue for this year's summit.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. So we've been very blessed in the past to have the Santa Fe Community Convention Center for our venue. Obviously, coming out of COVID, first year we did it only virtually. Last year we did virtual and at the convention center, which was a great success. But dates just didn't seem to work out. So we went scrambling and just, you know, gobsmacked by the luck that we had. So we are having our Next Generation Water Summit in the Roundhouse, the state capitol building this year, which is, you know, a showpiece for the entire state. So we're looking very much forward to showing off our state capitol and all the art that's in there and just what a venue it's going to give us for 2 days of great meetings and networking.
Yes, I'm so excited for that. What a great place to be motivated and inspired to talk about, you know, these issues and how, you know, solutions, really. It's not just a place where we're going to just dump out all the problems. The theme is, you know, solutions for a changing world. And, you know, I think all of us are looking for that. We have so much of the, you know, doom and gloom message out there, but there's so many opportunities and partnerships. And, you know, I think that we're all going to feel that, you know, to be able to showcase, you know, a lot of our collaborations here in the city.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, that's where solutions hopefully are found at least once a year in our roundhouse during the legislative session. And, you know, we've got, as you said, there's a there's much to be doomy and gloomy about, but there's just brilliant people out there all the time finding solutions. And, you know, our keynotes, David Sedlak, who, you know, wrote Water 4.0, and Gary Klein, who is our Friday keynote, and he's, you know, he is probably the foremost expert on hot water. And so being able to see, you know, the path forward in conserving water, and, you know, as you and I know, and a lot of our listeners know, water and energy are inextricably tied together. There's the energy water nexus. Can't have one without using the other resource. So, you know, those things are going to be really valuable. And, you know, we just have a lot going on. The 50-year water plan that the state has put forward. Hopefully there's going to be some information coming out about that. You know, they kind of laid out 11 things that they want as part of this plan. And the first four are conservation oriented. So it really fits well in our theme, fits well with our venue being in the Roundhouse. And it's just so much to be, you know, to be excited about.
Yes. So for our listeners today, you know, we are putting it out there early. You know, mark your calendars for June 20th and 21st. You know, we will have the summit again at the Roundhouse this year. And as part of our sponsorship, you know, all city and county residents will be able to attend that conference again for free virtually. But where, you know, where should people go if they want to start to take a peek at the agenda and, you know, register for the in-person event as well?
Right. If you Google Next Generation Water Summit, there will be several sites that come up. If you go to the 2024 Next Generation Water Summit, it will take you to our landing page. And there, we don't have the agenda up just quite yet, but you can register. So if you are a city or county resident, you can go through the registration process without having to pay, and, you know, reserve your online virtual seat, so to speak, for the summit. And one of the things about having the virtual aspect of it is this summit lives for 30 days. So if you miss, you know, the panel on innovative products or WERS or, you know, the real science behind unaffordable water, things like that, you can watch them later as long as you have registered and have that pass. I mean, there's really nothing like being there in person. But, you know, this is the next best thing, and you can watch at your leisure for 30 days. So, well, we're hopeful that a lot of people will, you know, take us up on that offer and to be even more of a bonus. We've got some online sessions that you can watch ahead of time. So there are things that are not happening live at the Roundhouse, but also maybe of great interest. So you can access those too if you register online.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. You know, this is the kickoff show for the Next Generation Water Summit. In the next few months, you're going to start hearing from some of the speakers at the conference. We'll interview them and kind of get a preview for what you can learn from them at the conference. We'll be talking about some of our outreach events, our demonstration tours. I mean, it's just going to be a really exciting time. So it's going to come quickly. For those of you who are interested, you know, learn more or contact us. But yeah, we're excited. And so for everyone listening, we are talking to Glenn Schiffbauer this morning, the executive director of the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce, and, you know, as well as one of the co-founders of the Next Generation Water Summit. But we'll take a short break, Glenn, and we'll come back and we'll just touch briefly on Restaurant Week, which is happening right now.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through SaveWaterSantaFe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Save Water Santa Fe and Christine Chavez and Glenn Schiffbauer.
Thanks, everybody, for listening today. We just went through the Next Generation Water Summit preview. And just before we switch topics real quick, I just wanted to give you, Glenn, the opportunity to talk about how you could sponsor the event if you were interested.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. We have a variety of levels of sponsorship to, you know, help put this summit on. And if you have any questions about that, you can go to our landing page, the Next Generation Water Summit, or get in touch with me. My phone number is 505-501-0222. Again, that's 505-501-0222. I'd be happy to talk to you and how you might be able to participate and help put on this incredible event.
Awesome, Glenn. Well, with the few minutes that we have left, I just wanted to switch topics real quickly to Restaurant Week, which is happening right now up until, I think you said, the 29th?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that came out of the summit that, I mean, we always leave with something. And in every case, you know, we end up with pilot projects to pursue, and we were able to partner with Bill Hoffman, who is nationally known for his work to sort of be a technical advisor to our commercial WaterWise program. And the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce is a partner of ours in that effort. And so I thought it'd be a great way to end the show to just talk about some of the restaurant work that we do as part of that program and how we can, you know, give people the information to visit those restaurants during Restaurant Week and provide their business to them. I mean, was part of our outreach, we were told by residents here in Santa Fe that they wanted us to certify restaurants and really acknowledge those who went above and beyond to really, you know, have their business, have their practices be more water efficient, to save water in all different ways. And, you know, it's been a really great effort. And so let's talk about that decal and, you know, where they can find it and you know, where you can sign up if you're not part of the program yet.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. Yeah, it's been a really incredible program that just, you know, came out of the gates and it grew rapidly, and we're still growing a little more slowly, but we're about to come out with some more marketing materials to help recruit businesses, really highlight what the city has done with this program, and also recruit water auditors. So keep an eye open for certified WaterWise ads that should be appearing in Paso Tiempo pretty soon. But we have about 120 businesses that have gone through a water audit and taken a look at how they can save water. About half of those, a little more than half of those, are restaurants in Santa Fe. So if you're looking at ways to participate in Santa Fe Restaurant Week, you can go to the Santa Fe Dining Guide. And on the dining guide, every restaurant that has participated will have a little certified WaterWise badge on their page or in their advertising, or you can look for it in their windows. And that just tells you that these are businesses in Santa Fe that really care about our most precious resource, which is water, and they're making an effort to conserve as much as possible so that, you know, they can continue to operate at a level that they would like to. And also it makes sense to them because it saves money. And if you want to find that, who those are, besides the Santa Fe Dining Guide, you can go to my website, which is sfsustainablebusiness.com. And that will lead you to a homepage, and you'll see a Santa Fe, Save Water Santa Fe business page on my website. And that will list the businesses that have chosen to take the path of doing business better here in Santa Fe.
Great. Well, Glenn, it's just always so nice to have you in the studio. I mean, I really do appreciate, you know, all of the partnerships that we are involved in together. I mean, these are two of them, but they're just two of our biggest, which is really great. You know, we have a lot coming up. You know, so for our listeners, you know, learn more about the Next Generation Water Summit. You know, our WaterWise program is on our website, savewatersantafe.com. We have Earth Day coming up. We've got planting resources coming on. We have new outdoor rebates that we're piloting this spring. I mean, there's so many things. And so Tune in Friday mornings at 8 o'clock to listen to the show. Visit our website, or you can contact me at 955-4219. But Glenn, before we end, is there anything else you want to leave us with, or any shout outs you want to give this morning?
Well, yeah, I'd love to give a shout out to Save Water Santa Fe and the city of Santa Fe. This is, as I said, our 7th water summit, and every year it's been the city that stepped up to make sure that this happens and to sponsor this on a large level and participate and really make it happen. And so your support has been, and none of this would have happened without what you do, Christine, in your department and with the city. And certainly I want to thank Kesuave and Esteban, because he's always been here promoting us from the get-go.
Our pleasure. Well, this has been another fascinating conversation with Save Water Santa Fe and Christine Chavez and Glenn Schiffbauer. Always enjoy visiting with you. Thank you so much. And tune in every Friday. New year, new day, and same time. It's Friday mornings, 8 o'clock, right here on KSWV Radio. All right. Have a great day, folks.